The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate podcast with Clayton Morris. This is the show where we focus on buy and hold real estate. Why do we do it? We do it for the purposes of creating passive income and legacy wealth for you and your family. If you're interested in finding your freedom number, come over to our website at morrisinvest.com/freedom and download your free financial freedom cheat sheet today. Hey, everybody, welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. Today, we're going to talk about why you should try adding a few B-class properties to your rental portfolio. Let's get to it. Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest and rehabbed thousands of homes and own quite a few rental properties in our personal portfolio. And today, I wanted to talk about something that I think is important and something that maybe we haven't talked about in great detail because of these neighborhood classifications can kind of make people's heads explode. You know, what is an A-class property? What is a D-class property? B and C. I've got whole videos on our YouTube channel where we dive into that and explain the different classifications. So I'm not going to belabor that today. You can go back and check out those podcasts and videos as well if you want to dive a little deeper into that. But today, I wanted to talk about something that my wife and I have started doing, which is adding a few of those B-class properties to our personal portfolio. So, rule of thumb, and we'll get into the why of all of this in just a moment here, but let's say you've got a portfolio of 30 properties that you own. You know that I love C-class properties in C-class neighborhoods. They're going to give me the highest return on investment. They're going to be stable with blue-collar employees. They tend to be rock solid during a recession. You may see a little dip in rental, you may see a little dip in value of a property during a recession, but those tenants tend to stay long term. They tend to be the tenants that don't lose their jobs in a down economy. These are the individuals that work at the local hospitals. They are the postal employees. They work at the local factories. They have to deliver the milk in a down economy. It's the people that live in the A-class properties that end up losing their jobs, unfortunately, or are downsized. So that's why I love C-class properties in C-class neighborhoods, right? But what we've started to do recently, and if you've heard a couple of experts here on our podcast talk about this, which is the idea that adding a few of those B-class properties to your portfolio for a couple of reasons. So if you've got a package of 30 properties that you own personally, would it be wise to add in 3 to 5 of those properties as B class? A little pepper into your salt, so to speak, right? Adding a little bit of them in there. Now, why would you do that? Again, the bulk of every property I own are going to be those C-class properties. Those are the ones where I shoot for that 10 to 12% ROI, that return on investment. With those B-class properties, you're typically looking around 7, 8% ROI or return on investment. But what you're getting in return is a slightly higher equity play, slightly higher appreciation play. And you're in those areas where you can then leverage those properties later if you want to. See, the wealthy know something about owning real estate that most people don't think about. It's that building of your net worth, adding net worth to your life, right? So when you add a $70,000 property to your net worth, that's an incredible bump in your overall value as a wealthy individual, as opposed to those $40,000 homes that may not have as high of an equity position that you would have with those B-class properties. So let me be specific on what I'm talking about here, because I like to add value to my properties. So I am not talking about buying B-class properties in B-class neighborhoods. What does that mean? Well, that means I'm not going to pay above market value or market value for my B-class property. What I want to do is I want to find a C-class property in a B-class neighborhood when I'm talking about adding these few to my portfolio. So what does that mean? Well, it means that I'm still looking for the types of properties I normally buy, but that I can add value to, put in $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in rehab, and get it now, that C-class property, up to B-class standards. I hope you follow me here, because that's really, really key. I'm not talking about calling up a realtor and saying, hey, that $80,000 home, that's the one I want. I know it's been totally rehabbed. It's got granite countertops, et cetera, and all of those great bells and whistles that you might find in a B-class property. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is making sure that I'm not over-upgrading the property, but I'm adding value to it so that I'm below market value when I'm done with it. I've now increased my equity position, and I'm still going to get a great return on my investment. So the properties that I buy, let me give you some rough numbers here so you can start to wrap your head around the types of B-class properties that I'm talking about. So typically, my properties I'll buy or that we'll rehab at Morris Invest are going to be in that $40,000, $45,000 range. That's kind of our sweet spot. But the B-class properties that I'm talking about are going to typically cost around $55,000, $60,000, $65,000, $70,000, depending on the neighborhood or the size, the square footage of the property. You know, if it's a four-bedroom house, five-bedroom, et cetera, it's going to go up a little bit. But the goal is that I'm still finding those gems, that C-class property in a B-class neighborhood. So as part of any smart portfolio, I want you to begin to think about adding value, but also peppering in a few of these B-class properties, paying a little bit more. Yes, your ROI is going to be a little bit lower, but they become kind of those foundational properties. They become the net worth building backbone of a portfolio. Don't go crazy with them. I'm not talking for you to now start buying all B-class properties. I truly disagree with the philosophy of buying, you know, B-plus or A properties as the bulwark of your entire portfolio. You've heard many, many experts here on the show who own hundreds and hundreds of properties all talking about having the bulk of their portfolio be those C-class properties in C neighborhoods that they can get a really high return on investment that will cash flow for many, many years to come. So again, thinking about that, I'm just to repeat what I'm saying here. Because I'm a value-add investor, someone looking to rehab a property to, you know, to bring its value up, I tend to look for those C-class properties in a B-class area when I'm doing this little strategy that we're talking about today. The bulk of my portfolio, though, are C-class properties in C-class areas. But today, we're talking about C-class properties in a B-class area. They're hard to find. We've personally at Morris Invest started adding a few of them really into our mix with our rehab team because we've had a lot of investors who started to ask for a few of these to start. They've heard experts on our show talking about it. They've wanted to really start to add a few of those into the portfolio. Yes, they're going to cost a little bit more, but they can then bring that equity play, that appreciation play, and that net worth play to your overall portfolio. So that's something that Natalie and I have started doing. We've now acquired, I think we have two of those properties now that where they're the C-class properties in B-class areas, and we're looking to add a few more to our portfolio. But again, the bulk of my portfolio will still be those the C-class high ROI properties. I'd love to hear your feedback about this and your strategy for adding some B-class properties to your portfolio. Does it scare you because they're a little costlier? Does that bother you? I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to hear, you know, what you currently buy. We have some people who are terrified of buying C-class properties, which I think is crazy because then that means you're spending way more than you need to on every property you buy and you're getting a lower ROI. But, you know, hey, to each their own. Everyone needs to feel warm and fuzzy sometimes, I guess. This is how I feel warm and fuzzy, which is buying it this way. Anyway, I'd love to hear your feedback. And thank you so much for subscribing to the channel, to the podcast, and everything we do at Morris Invest. If you would like to book a call with our team, if you're ready to pick up your first turnkey rental property, that's what we do all day long around the office, please just go to our website at morrisinvest.com and click on the schedule a consultation button. And we'll jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes and pick your brain about what your financial freedom number looks like, how many properties you would like to acquire so that you can create passive income in your life. Thanks so much, everyone. The link is right here below in the description, and we'll see you next time here on the show. Take care. Go out there and become a real estate investor, everyone.